Alaska is celebrating a century of aviation. As part of an occasional series on Alaska aviators, we're gathering stories of flying. Chuck Cesara came to Alaska in 1955 after graduating from UCLA. He and his wife, Anne, drove the Alaska Highway in a VW bus. He got a job the very day they got to Anchorage with Pacific Northern Airlines.
I went running out of the building, across the gravel parking lot, yelling at my wife, "Guess what? I got a job. Start tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. So we jumped in my Volkswagen bus, and we headed back out to our campsite at Eagle River, passing a sign that said, "Aircraft have the right of way on roads." I turned to Ann and I said, "We're in the right place. I'm staying here."
And stay they did. Cesara became a state legislator, serving in the House from 1964 to 1970. He also flew a lot, logging 27,000 hours. He says the stories that stick with him are about people, like a nun he met at St. Mary's Mission School when he was flying there weekly. She had immigrated alone from Italy as a young woman, making her way from New York to Seattle.
Got Alaska steam in Seattle and went to Nome, then an open longboat in Nome across Norton Sound and up the Yukon River to the St. Mary's Mission, not knowing a one word of English. And she had been there 60 years, working daily, every day. I was stunned. And then I said as I was leaving that day, "Is there anything I can bring you? I'm going to Anchorage. I'll be back in a week." She said, "Yes, there is one thing." I said, "What's that?" She says, "I would like to be a U.S. citizen." I said, I turned to Mother Superior and I said, "What? Tell me about this." She says, "Well, she's applied a number of times, but it required her to go back to Seattle at first and then later to go to Anchorage. And you got to be in front of a U.S. district judge to do it." And it just got to be overwhelming. And as she got older, she wouldn't fly in an airplane, a little airplane. So I made up my mind to get her U.S. citizenship. So I came back to Anchorage. I called Mike Gravel in Washington, D.C. He was a U.S. senator. I said, "Mike, you got to do me a favor. I'm sending you the papers. I filled them out. I signed them for her. Put them in front of INS and tell them you're going to wait for them right there. Just execute them and hand them back to you." Mike called me the next day and said, "Chuck, the paperwork's signed and it's on its way to you." And then I went to Ray Plummer, United States District Judge in Anchorage. I said, "I want you to see, can you go with me to St. Mary's Mission? And oh, by the way, I have a second one now. She's from Germany. Her name is Scholastica. She's a newcomer. She's only been there 46 years. So we flew out there in an F-27 jet turboprop, and we flew out and landed there on the gravel runway at St. Mary's, and there was about 50 people waiting for us. And they had one old 6x6 truck, old Army truck. That's the only truck in the village. And they made the pilot, co-pilot, flight attendant, myself, and the clerk and the judge get up in the truck while this escort of about 50 people walked on each side of us, and we walked into the village about half a mile away. We got out and walked into the gymnasium. I was stunned. The gymnasium was packed wall to wall with Eskimos, all wearing their finest fur garments, there to see her do that. Most of them had grown up around the mission, but a lot of them had walked over 100 miles to get there. And we had the ceremony there. These two little nuns put their hands in the air and raised their hands and swore to defend the United States against all aggression, foreign or domestic. In other words, take up arms. There wasn't a dry eye in the place. They broke into song. They sang "America the Beautiful." Date was Christmas Eve, December 24th, 1969. And when people say, "What'd you ever do as a legislator?" that's the first story I tell them.
Former state legislator and retired pilot Chuck Cesara.